Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
I have a question for you. Are you a doer of the word? Well, is that what this one song talked about? Doing God's will. Do I have some doers of God's will in the house? Amen. That's what it's all about, saying doing His will. Nothing else, not my will, not your own personal will. We're talking about His will. And Jesus said it best in His trial, in His time of being pressured to do something other than the Father's will. He said, not my will. I'm not going to take the easy. I'm not going to take any other way but His way. My will is to do His will. And saints, that's where we got to be. Amen. Doing His will. His will is His word. Amen. So it's doing, being doers of the word. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to John chapter 4. Right. Hallelujah. John chapter 4. And Jesus has something very interesting to say. It caught my eye. He said this, John 4:34. He said, and Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." Now that's a mouthful. He said, "My food." He's not talking about KFC. He's not talking about going Golden Corral buffet. He's not talking about that, saints. He's talking about a nourishment. He's talking about the inner man, my food. He's talking about feeding his inner man. He says, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me. In other words, as he's doing the Father's will, his inner man is being strengthened. So it's the same way with us. We have an inner man. We got the outer man. The inner man is the man that needs to be fed. And as you do His word, His will, there's something happening on the inside of you. He called it nourishment, or King James says meat. In other words, it's food for the inner man. Give him strength to do what? To finish. To come to completion, His works. I'm talking about being doers of the word. And He's saying, it's food. It's kind of like Isaiah, I think it's in chapter 50. When Jesus went to the cross, in Isaiah 50, I think it's verse 7, Jesus had to set His face like a flint. Other words, a holy determination within to do what? The Father's will. Other words, He's saying there is no compromise. There is no other route. There is nothing else. I am focused on doing His will. Amen. All the way to the cross, saints. And the Bible says He saw you and I, the joy that was set before Him. Well, that's all part of when He did the when he was doing the Father's will. That was all part of that. That joy that was set before Him. Saints, we have a joy that's set before us, and that's looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. So we got Him going before us, the Good Shepherd. Amen. He's leading the way. We got His word. Right? So we can do the same thing as Jesus did. Amen. He did the Father's will and finished His works. So before I leave this earth, I want to make sure I'm doing the Father's will. As far as I'm concerned, one of my prayers is come quickly, Lord. Let's wrap this up and move on. It's like every day I hear something new. And I try not to listen to the news. I'm serious. I just try focusing on the weather. But they got this ticket thing going across the bottom, the news ticket, whatever you call it. And I told Joanne, what are they doing that now? I didn't know they were doing that. It's like something new all the time. Man, we're in the last of the last.
Amen. Yes, we are.
But anyway, I want to make sure I'm doing the Father's will. I want to make sure I complete the task at hand. I want to make sure that when I get there, that I can say, you know, I don't want to get there and say, well, Lord, I didn't do this, that, and the other thing because I just didn't want to. I want to be hard-nosed about this. I want to be stubborn. Amen. Faith has a, I don't really like to use the word rebellion, but it has a toughness to it, a rebellion. In other words, you ever heard of the bulldog tenacity type thing? The bulldog, once it latches on, it won't let go. That's how we got to be. We got to latch on, not let go. I don't care what comes. I don't care what kind of storm comes. It doesn't matter. I got the word. Amen. I'm a doer of the word. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I'm going forward. Amen. Now turn with me. I think I want to go to John 14. I want to look at this. John 14:12. And some of this I talked about last time. But John 14:12 talks about Jesus doing the works of the Father. John 14:12, it says, most surely I say to you, he who believes in me, and I know we got believers in here. Amen. He who believes in me, the works I do. See, Jesus did works in his ministry, right?
Yes.
We are to do works. And he goes on to say, the works I do, he said that you will do.
Amen.
He will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. So, if I'm doing the works of Jesus, well, what's the works of Jesus? Well, Jesus healed the sick, right? Raised the dead. Oh, it can't be, not us. That's what the anointing's for.
That's right.
It's not for us to keep.
Amen.
Freely, it's been given to us. We all be freely giving it out, right?
Amen.
To cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, all these things that Jesus did were examples for us to walk in. It's not about just coming to church. That's part of it. If you can't do that, then you're not going to be doing the rest of it. I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't assemble yourself together, like the Word says to, that's part of it too. I don't want to come down hard, but just that's the Word. We're to assemble together to provoke one another to do what? Good works! Good works, what Jesus talked about. That's being a doer of the word. It's not just coming to church, but man, that's a big part of it. But what I want to try to focus in on is because some of the works that, a lot of the works, if we're listening to the unction of the Holy Spirit, it could be very well you in the grocery store, you have an unction from the Holy Spirit just to talk to this person. Oh, that's not that important. If it's not that important, Holy Spirit wouldn't be messing with it. It's important. You don't know what that person's gone through. It could be something you think is nothing. But just a few words of encouragement could turn everything around for that person. Just by being obedient to the voice of the Lord. That's just as important. If you're not obedient in that, then how are you going to step on up and raise the dead? That's going to take some dunamis power. Well, I'm just looking for the big thing, Pastor. You know, I've the ministry and, you know, thousands of people? How about just the one over here? How about the one that I gave you an unction a month ago to witness to your neighbor, to that poor old lady you're supposed to help? You're not even doing that. Now you want what? A ministry? How many people you want to talk to? Thousands? And you won't talk to the one over there? I'm talking about doing the works of Jesus. You know, Jesus, he'd go all his way just to minister to one. Number of times. Just one. And if that's our example, which it is, Jesus is the example son, we are to follow in his steps. Bible says we would be imitators of God. Hallelujah. Now let's go a little further with this. I want to go to Acts chapter 10. Let's look at this. Let's just keep flowing with this. The works, being a doer of the word. James said, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Acts 10:38. We all know this. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Now, just hang on a minute. Now, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, listen, before Jesus received this power, how many miracles, how many signs and wonders did he do? None. Until he reached to the age of about 30, he was anointed. The Holy Spirit came upon him. He is anointed. Let's just read this. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. See, that's God's part. But you know what? Jesus has a part too. It's not all just God's grace. It's not all just his power. Jesus had a role in this too. In other words, he had to do what? He goes, he had to, what? He went about. In other words, he had to go. He had to go. The anointing is not to sit at home. The anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit is not to be on you to do nothing. It's for you to be a witness. It gives you the ability to witness and give glory to God. There goes my glasses. Hallelujah. It says he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That's Jesus' part. We got to do our part, saints. Amen. And we see this very same thing. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 3. We see the same thing. Peter and John, we talked about this last time. Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, they're not in church yet. They're going to church. Actually, it's a prayer meeting, but I'm calling it church. They're going to the prayer meeting. They're going to church. But on the way to church, you got to remember, these boys are filled with the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus. And now they're going about doing good. Now they're taking the authority that Jesus gave them to go. Now look at this. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful. And he was asking for alms from those who entered the temple. Now this guy's been doing that since for years. Even the time when Jesus walked. Jesus, no doubt, there's a good possibility Jesus even possibly could have saw him. Because they said they laid him daily at the temple. But one day, Peter and John had an unction from the Holy One. John says you have an anointing from the Holy One. You know all things. They have this unction, a witness. Aren't you glad they were obedient? Aren't you glad they just didn't say, well, that's just me? No, they acted on it. Doers of the Word. Doers of God's Word. Because Jesus just said, if you believe in me, you'll do the same works. John 14:12. So they're doing the works. Right here, let's look at this. And verse 4, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. This is probably the most quoted verse in the Bible. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen.
So what he's doing, he's releasing dunamis power, or you could say grace of God through the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he grabbed a man's hand, and the man, listen, he's got some faith. I'm not saying he's all faith guy, but he's got some faith. He allowed Peter to lift him up. He allowed Peter to do a work in his life. So Peter, obedient to the unction of the Holy Spirit, lifted this man up and spoke the name of Jesus, and the power was released to flow into this guy. And this guy ends up doing what? Immediately. I like those immediately's. Now, sometimes they're not like that. Sometimes it's a gradual. But in this case, it was immediately. Verse 7. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, bones, received strength. And he, leaping up, saints, that is a working, that is a miracle. Those muscles have not been used. You don't get that in 3 minutes. You don't get that in 3 days. You don't get that in three. It takes a long time to build those muscles up. He don't have nothing there.
Right.
But the power, that dunamis power hit him. Yeah. Saints, listen, this all happened outside the church.
That's right.
Be open, your ears open to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not saying, don't be doing something really stupid. Well, you know, the Lord told me to go to the Deaconess Hospital and to lay hands on all the sick and all that, the whole place would be empty. Yeah, the Lord told me that. Don't be stupid. That makes the Pentecostals look, full gospel people look stupid. Listen, a lot of those people in that hospital don't want you to lay hands on them. They don't want what you have. If Jesus could do no mighty work, I think it's in Mark 6, Mark 5, and that. Remember, he could do no mighty work because of their unbelief.
Right.
What makes you think you can? He had the Holy Spirit without measure. Jesus, full of grace and truth. And you're going to do what?
Right.
I'm just saying, make sure you're hearing. Something big like that. You may want to run that past Pastor Mark. You know. Now, if it's just a witnessing to your next door neighbor, I think you can take a chance on that.
Come on.
But let's look at this. Let's go on. It says in verse 16. Now, look at this. We know that it took dunamis power to get this guy up. That endowment of power that in Acts 2, the day of Pentecost, when they received that endowment was released in the name of Jesus. Now, he could have said the power of God healed this guy, which we would agree. It was released. But notice verse 16, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. He said it was faith in the name. Isn't that interesting? Well, does that take some type of special faith, Pastor? No, it just takes faith. Just faith. It goes on to say, and it goes on, it says, yes, faith. He's trying to get a point across. Faith, which came through him, had given, let me get my glasses on, had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And he goes on to talk about it again in chapter 4. It's kind of like I read that and it kind of takes me back to the woman at the issue of blood. When she touched the hem of his garment, it said virtue. He felt virtue flow out of him. I mean, it was instant. He knew somebody touched him. Saints, listen. But yet Jesus said nothing about the power. He said nothing about virtue. He said nothing about dunamis power. But it was the power of God that flowed out of him and changed everything in her. He focused in on her faith. He says, your faith has made you whole. Isn't that something? When grace, listen to me, when grace and faith meet, when they touch, there is a draw. Unless you got something blocking it, but if I'm just saying, faith will draw grace every single time. Amen. She didn't even pray about it. Oh, well, she didn't go through the right protocol. Peter, did he pray? Well, he didn't even pray. Huh. Jesus didn't pray for the sick. Come on, he didn't pray for me. Find it for me.
That's right.
He ministered to the sick.
That's right.
We are to minister to the sick in the name of Jesus, yes, and to have an expectancy of that dunamis power flowing out of us, just like it did Jesus. We ought to be walking around, saints, we need to be prayed up. You notice they were going to prayer meeting, but they were prayed up going to the prayer meeting. And you have to keep yourself. I know, you know, we could say, well, you know, I already got it. I already got it. You know, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, 20 years ago. But you know, you're constantly dealing, you're drawing out all the time. Yeah. A lot of Christians don't realize this. And they get down, they feel like they're wore out, you got to go. I'm watching NASCAR. Those boys have to go in for a pit stop, right? You have to go spirit. You have to go into a spiritual pit stop and get filled up, because there is some leakage, and there's mostly, I think, they're just a drawing out, living life. You live life, honey. You're dealing with people on the job. You're dealing with people on the road, on the Lloyd. You're dealing with this and that. You're dealing with the people at the restaurant. They messed up your order. You know, all these things. See, all those things, we're to continue to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. It's a draw on us. So you have to fill up. You got to spend some time in His presence, filling up with Him, filling up. Just soak in. Just sometimes I just like to go in His presence, just soak it. Just go in His presence, forget about everything else. That thing is not that important. That's not that important, but He is. Fellowship time with Him is important. If I want to do the works of Jesus, if I want to be a doer of the work, what He did, His works, doing the Father's will, I'm going to have to be filled up. I'm going to spend time in the Word. Because listen, I've learned this from Kenneth Hagin. There's sometimes there is no unction. There's no, you know, if you're ministering to someone, there seems like there's really, the Holy Spirit not really saying anything. But like Kenneth E. Hagin said this, you always got the Word. Amen. The Word will always work. Amen. I am not totally dependent on the gifts of the Spirit. Right. But I am totally dependent on the Word, because the Word never fails. By His stripes you were healed. Now, I can stand on that and get healed. Actually, healing's already been done. I'm not trying to beg God into healing me. I'm not trying to, God, I'm just, if I can just talk Him into it. Maybe today, I can catch God on His good side. See, He's already done it. This is called the finished works. We have to get in faith and draw out what's already been given to us. It's just drawing out what's already been given to us. So in other words, we're on the victory side of it to begin with. I'm just saying, that's how I look at it. When I'm fighting a sickness or I'm fighting something off, I don't look at myself as a sick. I look at myself as the redeemed. That's how I look at myself. I don't go around saying, well, I'm sick. Well, we all know you're sick now because you're speaking it. We know that. Now you need to call forth what you want.
That's right.
You need to call forth healing. Yes. You're the healed. You're the redeemed.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Where am I going to? Hallelujah. Amen. So knowing the Word isn't enough. We've got to act on it.
Amen.
Act on the Word. Now turn with me to Acts. I think I want to go to Mark chapter 4. Pardon me. Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. See, I want to go to verse 35. Mark 4, verse 35. Are you there? It says, on the same day. Now, you have to remember, He's just told them the parable. The sower sows the Word. From Mark chapter 1, verse 1, the whole chapter up to this point, Mark chapter 4, He's been telling them about the parable of the sower sows the Word. The most important parable in the Bible. It's what Charles Capps called the granddaddy of them all. If you understand this one, you understand the concepts and the principles of God in the other parables. It's vital. So He's taught them about the power of God's Word. He's taught them about how God's Word acts like a seed or is a seed. He talked about protecting that seed. He talked about the power of the seed. Now it's time to put them to the test. You know, you will be put to test. Your faith will be put on trial. Don't think twice about it. It will be put on trial. What you believe, what you stand for, will be tested. Now, here's the question. Will the disciples pass the test? They heard it straight from the Master. Look at this. On the same day when evening had come, He told them, let us cross over to the other side. Is that the Word?
Yes.
That's the Word. We call that seed. Right? So Jesus makes a decree. He says, let us cross over. When God gives you a word, He expects you to take that word and be a doer of that word. Why? Because in that word, for instance, this word, let us cross over to the other side. That's a rhema word. That is a word for now. Not tomorrow, not next week. It's now. Now, they are to take that word and do what? Go across. Not halfway, not two-thirds, but all the way across. Now, He's given them the authority and the power to do this. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Those words have enough weight to get them across the other side. So much so that Jesus falls asleep in the boat, right? We know the story. Let's go on. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and the other boats were also with them. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. So the boat was filling up. Doesn't look good. Jesus is no doubt ways asleep, but I guarantee you he's getting soaked. He was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Other words, let me paraphrase this for you. Jesus is asleep. They had to wake him because they're thinking that Jesus is not doing his part. Jesus already gave him his part. Their part was to act on the word. They're thinking, "Jesus, you're not doing your job." And Jesus is sleeping, and Jesus, I'm just paraphrasing this, Jesus is saying, "It's not my problem. I already told you what to do. I released my word. I released with that word all authority, all the power you will ever need to get across." Amen. It's kind of like Peter when he walked out on the boat. Just one word did it. Right? Jesus said, "Come." That's enough. You know, when Jesus told Peter to come, Peter stands up, and he's not really stepping down. Like, you know, we think, you know, you're walking out, you're stepping out of the boat. The waves are coming in. He's really stepping up. You hearing me? The waves, the war's coming in. He's not really stepping down. He's stepping up. But that one word was more than enough. That word was full of dunamis power. All he had to do is be obedient and walk on the word. That word kept him above the waves, above all the swells coming. It kept him high, kept him dry. It's more than enough.
Amen.
Until he started to look around, fear entered, and then he began to sink. The point I'm trying to make is, saints, be obedient to the word. It's more than enough to get you to the other side.
Amen. Amen.
Their part was to do the word.
Right.
Huh. Let's read on. Jesus saying, "It's not my problem. It's not my problem. What are you waking me up for?" I'm paraphrasing. It's not in there. I'm just paraphrasing, okay? Okay, he is asleep in the stern, asleep on the pillow, and they awoke him. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to them, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there's a great calm. Now I hear Christians say this, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord still calms the storm." Hold it now. Hold it. The Lord still calms the storm. You're supposed to do that. Sometimes we get so religious. "Lord, please calm the storm." No, He's given you the authority. He's given you the power. Come on. We're anointed and endued with the power of the Holy Ghost. We've got the powerhouse of God on the inside of us. The Word on the inside of us. He expects us to speak the Word. Well, he expected the disciples to do something, didn't he? The same way with us. He expects us to do something. He doesn't expect you to go down. You're not supposed to sink. See, I'm talking about acting. They were to take that word. Listen to me. They were to take that word, that seed, and put it in their heart. And no matter what comes, come on, That's there to keep the seed in the ground. The power is in the seed. But they started looking at the circumstances. In other words, the circumstances moved them more than what the Word did. The Word was no longer moving them, but the storm was. Jesus had to speak peace. Why? Because the disciples had no peace in them. You can't speak peace if you don't have the Word in you. The Word that they are supposed to hide in the heart, like it talked about in the parable, the good ground, the enemy took the seed. And now they're saying things that Jesus never said. Jesus never said you're going to perish. Jesus never said those words. They said it. Because of the circumstances.
Right.
Master, don't you care? We're perishing. That's fear.
Yeah.
Now Jesus has to get up. Now He has to because they're not doing the Word.
Yeah.
Amen! Yeah. Be a doer of the Word. If God says it, do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Saints,
I'm telling you, this is fundamental, but it's life-changing.
Amen.
You could turn anything around.
Amen.
You get the Word on it. You put that seed on the inside of you. It's more than enough. I don't know. I don't want to get into that because I got to move on. Amen. So they failed the test, but God's gracious. I failed many a test. Come on, I failed them too. There's been times I prayed, and as soon as I got up and I started walking away, I knew in my heart, and I'm not talking about feelings. You can't go by feelings, but I knew in my heart I didn't make the connection. See, when I pray according to, you know, Mark 11:24 or John 16:23. I pray one time, the prayer, I'm not talking about the prayer of faith. I just pray one time. I do not multitask. I do not say a bunch of prayers. I say it one time because I believe that He answered it. I believe that I received. I'm moving on. Okay? I get up and I'm moving. I left my reference point. I believe that I received. I'm moving on. I'm trucking. But this time, I got down the road a little bit and I go, man, I didn't make a connection. In other words, I didn't. In other words, faith and grace didn't connect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not talking about feelings. I'm not talking about an inward witness. So what I do? I had to get back in the Word, meditate in the Word a little bit longer. Okay? Why? To get that seed on the inside of me. You know, then, listen, it took several days to do that. I don't blab it. I don't go into the throne of grace and just blab something with no faith attached. Now, I thought I was in faith, but I wasn't. And I knew it when I walked away. So I got back in the Word. And I got that Word in my heart, that seed, that incorruptible seed in my heart, meditated. Then I went back to the prayer closet. Then I asked. Then I left the reference point I believed that I received, and it happened.
Amen.
I mean, as in manifestation. It's a walk of faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to have to cut this short. Let's go to John 2. Let's close with this. John chapter 2. The Word always works. We just got to make sure we're doing our part, being a doer of the Word. And let's close with this. Here Jesus turned the water into wine. And Mary says something very interesting. And this is one of those scriptures that I just love to meditate on. I love to look at it. She said to her servants, verse 5, whatever he says to you, do it. That is a lesson in itself. Whatever he says to you, do it. And saints, what they had to do wasn't that easy of a task. They had to fill up those six pots, barrels? I forgot what. 6 water pots of stone. Now, if I recall right, those barrels, those stone pots were 20, scholars say this, I've never did any research on it, but they say they're around 20 to 30 gallons apiece. They had to fill up all 6 of those to the rim, full. They had to do what Jesus said. In other words, not halfway up, not two-thirds. He said, fill them to the brim. Yeah. Do you know that had to take a while, right? It's not like they had a water hose, a garden hose. They just bring it on over. You know, and even that, it would take a little bit. Yeah. Then he says to draw out. Now, who wants to do that? Draw it out and take it to the, you know. You mean it's really going to turn into wine? Someone's going to have to do it. That's our part. To do what he says. His part is the supernatural. Amen. You can't turn water into wine, but he can. He's the source. We just do what he says. Peter grabbed a hold of the guy's hand because he had an unction from the Holy Spirit. He just did what he was told to do. He walked by that guy all the time. Yeah, that guy was the same guy, was there all the time. But that day, something changed. That day, he had an unction. That day, he did what he was told to do. When God tells you something to do, don't lag. Don't talk yourself out of it. Amen. It's the easy thing to do, especially if it's something you don't want to do. Oh, I didn't really hear from God. You know, give an extra $20 in the offering. I didn't hear that. That's someone else, not me. Man, I believe I have a sound mind. Sound mind. Spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I have a sound mind. See, because we think, well, you know he ain't the devil. Amen. That's just some of our stinking thinking, I think. Yeah. We try to reason things out because they don't flow with our, you know, what we want to do. Amen. Amen. And it says here, let's read this again. I'm closing. Whatever he says to you, that's to you. You, what are you going to do? You're going to do it. Say this, whatever he says to me, I will do it. If we'd get that concept down, just get that down. Saints, we'll do exploits for God. You know, I'm telling you, the early church, it talked about, And I realize this, the early church, the Bible says they had great grace. Now think about it. If the early church had great grace, what about the latter day church when things are multiplied even more? It's going to be great grace. And how's that grace going to flow? Through faith. Faith and grace coming together. We become one. Man, you want to talk about abounding. Hey, amen. I could talk more about this, but I'm going to let the people go. Let my people go, God says. Let my people go. Look, the eyes are getting heavy. I enjoyed myself. Amen. Doers of the word. Amen. Not hearers only. See, we didn't get to that scripture. James 1, 20 or 22. I don't know what. Someplace in there. Be doers of the word. Not hearers only. Works without faith is dead. Did I say that right? Yeah. Faith without works. There you go. Sound mind. Sound mind. Let's all stand up. Praise God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your uncorruptible seed, Father God. It always works. I thank you, Father God, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we leave this place, I thank you, Father, that our ears are open to the voice of the Holy Spirit to do the works of Jesus. We're anointed. We have the authority. And Father God, we're just obedient to you. Whatever you say to do, we do our part and we do it. And you do the supernatural. Now we give you the praise and the glory, Father God. And as we go, I thank you, Father God, for Psalm 91. I thank you, Father, for your angels going before us. I thank you, no harm shall come near our dwelling, no plague, no destruction. We thank you for prosperity in every area. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.